Hallelujah. 各位长子弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Hallelujah. Peace to all ministers, brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们一起来学习的题目是都用苇子量一量。
And so the topic for this afternoon is to go and measure it with a reed.
我们在世上做任何的事情都需要有一套标准。
And in this world, as we go about with our life, there is always a conduct of measure that we undertake.
没有标准就不晓得什么是好还是不好。
If there is no level of standard, we do not know what is good and what is bad.
有一个老师跟他们的学生说，
There's a certain educator who told the children, told the students,
我们现在把纸拿起来，
Let's take out a piece of paper.
给你一支笔，
And I'll give you a pen.
我们来比比看。
And let us all compare.
看谁画的线最直。
And let's see who can draw the straightest line.
但是你只有一支笔，什么都没有。
But you only have one pen and there's nothing else.
那么就开始画了。
So now they start to draw.
小孩子的手比较容易抖。
And of course, the little kids, their hands tend to tremble.
有些说我要画一条直线，这个一边画了一边变成一条蛇。
And then so they draw with full concentration a line and it becomes a snake.
他觉得很直啊，但是其实是一条蛇。
But they think that that line is pretty straight, but the line is actually pretty curvy like a snake.
大一些的孩子呢，因为手比较定，哎，画出来好像比较直哦。
Then the students who are older, of course, they are more firm with their coordination. They can draw a straighter line.
彼此刚刚那条是很直。
Of course, when compared to the younger students, it is a straighter line.
但是最后老师拿把尺出来。
But however, later the teacher took out a ruler.
看看谁的直。
And to try to see which line is straighter.
其实没有一个直的。
But in fact, we know none of them is as straight as the ruler.
没有一个是绝对的直的。
None of them is absolutely perfect.
像我们盖房子也是一样。
So it's the same as we construct a house.
我们知道盖房子啊，东西啊，都要直的，还要水平的。
And we know that as we construct a house, we need to use a plumb line in order to measure how straight the wall can be.
像你看坐这个坐这个椅子也是直的。
And when you look at the pews, the seating that you are sitting on is also straight.
地也是平的。
And also the ground is flat.
墙壁跟地是90度角。
And you can see that the wall and the floor is 90 degrees to each other.
为什么要这样呢？
Why is that so?
因为盖的时候有一个标准。
Because when we are constructing the house, there is a standard of measure.
都用水平线、水平尺来比较。
And that is all done by using the plumb line.
那这是看得见的标准。
So these are measures that we can see.
但是有一些标准呢是属灵的，不是物质的。
But however, there are certain measurements that is spiritual and is not material.
我们人与人之间常常用不同的标准来比较。
And very often we compare one another with different levels of measurements.
我们人喜欢比较。
Because we love to compare.
你穿什么衣服？
And let's look at what you're wearing today.
你穿的我也有。
If you are wearing something that I have,
小孩子也会比玩具。
And then if you compare, and kids will also compare their toys.
但是有句话。
But there's a certain saying.
人比人的气死人。
That the more you compare each other, the easily you can become angered.
没有一个绝对的标准的。
Because there is nothing absolute.
怎么可以直接来比较呢？
How can you just compare right away?
有人就说了，那么跟别人不能比，那我跟自己比好了。
Then of course there are certain people who say that since I cannot compare with others, why don't I compare against myself?
那我跟自己比，当然有时候是不错。
Of course that can be pretty good.
但是老是跟自己比的话，有时候也没有进步。
But if you only compare against yourself, sometimes you will not improve.
我们看哥林多后书的第十章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第十章十二节。
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 2.
十章十二节。
Second Corinthians chapter 10 verse 2.
十二节。
Oh, verse 12.
十章十二节。
10 verse 12. For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. For they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise.
这里告诉我们了，如果自己用自己的方法量度自己的话，其实也不是很有智慧的。
So therefore, this verse let us understand that if we were to compare ourselves against ourselves, it is not wise.
因为我自己的是标准，那么我永远都在标准之内。
Because if you think that you are pretty perfect, then you're always perfect.
比如说，你跑得快不快？
For example, how fast can you run?
你跟自己比，永远都是跑到这个速度。
If you compare against yourself, you're always running at that speed.
但是你跟不一样的标准比的话，你就变很慢了。
But however, if you are measuring yourself against others, then you are much slower.
所以用什么标准最好呢？
So what is the best standard of measurement?
圣经有一个标准。
The Bible has a standard of measurement.
是从神来的标准。
And this measurement comes from God.
量度每一个人的话，可以用神的标准来看。
And so if you were to measure everyone, you can measure it by the perspective of God.
这样就没有差错了。
Then nothing will be wrong.
我们看启示录的第11章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 11.
11章的第一节。
Revelation 11, verse 1.
启示录11章第一节。
Revelation 11, verse 1. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there.
启示录是一卷。 预言将来要发生事情的一卷书卷。
And as we all know, the book of Revelation is a scroll that talks about the future to come.
什么时候呢?
When will it happen?
就是主耶稣来之前的很多事情会发生。
And it talks about all the events that's going to happen before Lord Jesus Christ comes.
约翰呢，在异象里面看到一个很特别的事情。
And so over here, John, he saw in his revelation a very special event.
还记得上个礼拜我们听到说，声音叫约翰把书卷吃了。
And remember last week we talked about there is a voice telling John to eat up the scroll.
吃完之后呢，又看到另外一个异象。
And after he ate up the scroll, he saw another revelation.
有一根苇子要施给他。
That there was a reed that like a measuring rod.
叫他作为量度的杖。
And this reed was given to him as a measuring rod.
以前呢，3000年前、2000年前的人没有塑胶，没有办法做那些塑胶的尺。
Because as we know about 2,000-3,000 years ago, there is no such thing as plastic. Nor that they can make it into a ruler. But they, at that time, they also need to construct their houses.
怎么知道来量度那个尺寸呢?
So how do they know how to measure their house?
他们也很聪明，他们找到河边生长那种植物，叫做苇子。
And also, the people at that time, they are also very smart. They found this reed by the river.
这种苇子呢，天生啊，天然的，它长得特别的直。
And this kind of reed, by its nature, they grow up pretty straight.
只要把那个量度的那个尺寸刻上去的话，它就变成一把天然的尺了。
So therefore, as long as they pick up this reed, it will become a natural rod that you can measure.
那么约翰在异象里面呢，有一根很特别的苇子要施给他。
So over here, John saw in his revelation this very special reed.
这里啊，神要带他当一个测量师啊，一个 surveyor。
So over here, God wants John to become a surveyor.
不晓得有时候在路上，你们有没有看到有一些人呢，戴着安全帽，穿的那个荧光色的那种 surveyor 啊？
So sometimes on the road, you see some land surveyor. They will be wearing an orange hat and also an orange vest.
他们不是来抓抄书的。有时候看到，哎，为什么那个人在照什么？哎，不是抓我抄书，原来他们是量度啊。 两个地方的距离,
and you see them with their equipment that look like a camera, and they're actually not checking your car speed, but rather they are surveying the land, measuring the elevations of the landscape.
要盖路、盖房子，一定要测量师。
So that they can mark the elevation and get the number so that you can construct roads and houses.
神也叫约翰做测量师。
So over here, God also asked John to become a surveyor.
拿着这根苇子去量三种人，三种东西。
And God asked John to take this reed and ask him to measure three kinds of people.
这个苇子呢，是从神来的标准，不是从人来的。
And this measurement comes from God, it's not from man.
那么要量哪三种人呢？
And what three kinds of people does God want to measure?
我们今天就来看一看。
Let us look further.
第一种人呢，这个声音告诉他。
The first kind of people to measure is being spoken here.
你要将神的殿量一量。
That you must measure the temple of God.
神的殿在旧约来说，就是圣所跟至圣所两个很圣洁的一个地方。
And the temple of God in those days referred to the holy of holies and the holy place. These two parts of the temple.
里面呢，祭司要常常进去烧香，常常进去祷告。
And this marks the place where the priests will enter to burn incense for God.
那么以前在旧约当中呢，圣殿也只有一个。
And also in the Old Testament, in the old days, there is only one temple.
那么神叫约翰说，你要量量这个圣殿。
Therefore, God asked John to measure this temple.
看看那个尺寸有没有标准，有没有对。
And to see whether the measurements line up well.
那我们再来看一看呢，到底圣殿代表什么？
So let us look to see what does the temple mean.
第一点,
First,
圣殿代表教会。
The temple of God refers to the church.
就是敬拜神的地方。
It's a place where we worship God.
现在这个社会里面基督教非常的发达。
And in this world, Christianity is a mainstream religion.
尤其是在加拿大，是一个基督教立国的一个社会。
Especially in Canada, where it is founded on Christianity.
到处都在有教会。
And every place you go, you will see churches.
甚至有一些教会啊，一个教堂那租给五六个不同的教派在那边聚会。
And we'll see also there are certain chapels that are being rented to five different kinds of denomination to worship.
教会啊，比警察局还多啊。
So we see that there are more churches than police stations.
你看温哥华最近很多枪击案嘛，对不对？警察局没有很多，但是教会到处都有啊。
But if you look at the recent events in the lower mainland of Vancouver, there's a lot of shootings going on, and you'll find that there isn't that many police stations.
但是教会那么多，是不是都一样呢？
So since there are so many churches, are they all the same?
按照圣经的记载，
According to the Bible,
圣殿只有一个。
There is only one temple of God.
啊，那个圣殿呢，是完全按照神的标准来建立的。
And this temple of God is totally measured and being constructed according to God's measurement.
它的道理呢，要完全合乎圣经。
And the doctrines and the teaching must be totally in accordance with the Bible.
这样子的话，神的福气、神的救恩才会临在中间。
And if you were to construct it in this way, then God's blessing and His salvation will come upon you.
这个圣殿好像神的城一样。
And this temple of God is like the city of God.
我们看启示录二十一章第十节。
Let's turn to Revelation 21.
二十一章第十节。
Revelation 21, verse 10.
二十一章第十节。
Revelation 21, verse 10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem.Descending out of heaven from God.
这里形容啊，他看到约翰看到从天而降有一座大山，就是圣城耶路撒冷。
So over here they saw this great city, this holy Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
这是预表什么呢？
What does it refer to?
这是预表完全合乎圣经的真教会。
And this refer to the church that is totally in accordance with the Bible.
我们继续看第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11. And having the glory of God.And her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal.
十二节。
Verse 12. Also, she had a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates.
十三节。
And names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west.
十五节。
And verse 14 and 15, verse 15, and he who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its wall.
在异象里面呢，在后来啊，神又告诉约翰说，你再次拿这个苇子啊去量一量这个圣城。
So later on, towards the book of Revelation, God again told John to take up this reed and measure the city of God.
这个苇子呢是金做的，是一个绝对的标准，非常漂亮的标准。
And now this gold, and now this reed is made of gold, a gold reed that is absolute.
这个形容啊，神的城啊，荣耀非常。
So over here it talks about the glory of the city of God.
它的墙非常高。
And that the wall is so high.
有十二个门。
And there are 12 gates.
有十二个天使。
And there are 12 angels.
有十二个支派的名字。
And the names of the 12 tribes.
这个代表什么？
What does it refer to?
十二个支派代表旧约。
And so these 12 tribes refer to the Old Testament.
真教会里面，除了新约之外，是旧约我们也是遵守的。
And that in the Bible, we also observe the teachings from the Old Testament other than the New.
旧约的精神都在新约实现了。
Because all the teachings in the Old Testament were being observed in the New.
旧约的预表都在新约实现了。
And all the prophecies that's being mentioned in the Old Testament came alive in the New.
所以我们不是只看新约不看旧约，旧约也要看。
So therefore, we don't just look at the New Testament, we also study the Old Testament.
再来，我们看十四节，这里说城墙上有十二个根基。
And let's look at verse 14. Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations.
十二个根基，这十二就是完全数。
And so the number 12 refers to a complete and perfect number.
总共有十二个使徒的名字。
And there are the names of the 12 apostles.
代表什么？
What does it refer to?
真教会一定要完完全全根据使徒的教训。
That is to say, the true church must be totally in accordance with the apostles' teachings.
使徒时代守安息日, 我们也是守安息日。
And the apostles, they observe Sabbath, so today we also observe the Sabbath.
使徒时代得圣灵, 说方言, 今天我们得圣灵也是说方言。
So during the apostles' time, they received the Holy Spirit and they speak in tongues, so we do the same today.
使徒时代有洗脚礼, 今天我们也是遵循洗脚礼。
And during the apostles' time, they have foot washing, so we do the same today.
完全根据使徒时代的教训。
And all things are done in accordance to the apostles' teachings.
最重要的, 根基上还有主耶稣的名字, 羔羊的名字。
But what is most important that on top of these 12 foundations, there are the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
羔羊就是主耶稣基督。
And the Lamb refers to Lord Jesus Christ.
你看我们教会的名字叫什么名字?
And if you look at the name of our church, what is the name?
我们叫真耶稣教会。
The name of our church is the True Jesus Church.
耶稣就是羔羊的名字。
Because the name of Jesus means the Lamb.
我们高举他。
And we uphold his name.
荣耀他的名。
And we glorify his name.
哇,这个一量啊, 这个城不得了,非常大。
And once you use this reed to measure the city, you'll find that it is so immense.
你看第16节。
Let's look at verse 16.
16节。
And the city is laid out as a square, and its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed. 12,000 furlongs, its length, its breadth, and its height are all equal.
哇,这里的城啊,是一个长,这个正方形的。
So now you see how the city is being laid out in a square.
这里说4,000里乘以4,000里啊。
So here it says that 12,000 times 12,000.
长宽都一样。
And the length, the breadth, the height are all the same.
在人类历史当中有哪一个城市是长4,000里,宽也4,000里那么长的?
So can you imagine how big a city this can be in the world?
这个是预表,代表这个城太大了,大到太完美了。
So this is used to prefigure that this city is so great and is so perfect.
代表说,教会里面神的荣耀,神的发展是没有限制的。
And that is to say that within the church, the glory of God is beyond measurement.
所以今天教会有很多。
So therefore, today there may be many churches.
哪一个教会才是合乎圣经的标准呢?
But which of this church is in accordance with the measurement of God?
这里说要量城门还有城墙, 第15节。
Over here, verse 15, it says that you must measure the city, the gates, and the walls.
城门很重要。
And the gates is very important.
有城门还可以进去。
If you can only enter a city through the gate,
没有门就进不去了。
If there is no gate, you cannot enter.
但是门也不能开太大。
But you cannot have the gate as too huge.
你看哦, 以前如果去中国啊, 或者是其他考古地方看哦, 那个城门都是小小的。
And if you were to travel to China and you have a chance to see some of the ancient cities, you will notice that the gate and the fortress, the gate is very small.
为什么城那么大, 门那么小?
Why is it the fortress is so big and the gate is so small?
你保护那个城?
It is intended to be there to protect the city.
你开太大了。
If the gate is too big,
那门关不起来怎么办?
Then it will take too long for the doors to close on the gate.
敌人来了怎么办?
And the enemy can then have their time to enter into the city.
通常的城门也不会开很大。
So therefore, usually the gate will not be too big and open too wide.
那么同样的, 主耶稣也告诉我们,
therefore, in the same way, Lord Jesus is also telling us
得救的门路也不是很大,
that the door of salvation is not a big one.
我们看马太福音第七章,
let's turn to Mark
13节,
Mark chapter 7,
马太七章13节,
Mark chapter 7, verse 13,
13节,
verse 13, making the word of God of no effect.
马太七章13节,
oh, 马太, excuse me, this Mark.
你们要进窄门,因为引到灭亡,那门是宽的,路是大的,进去的人也多,14节。Verse 14。引到永生的那门是窄的,路是小的,找的人也少,这里圣经告诉我们。So
over here, the Bible tells us,
要进天国那个城,那个门是小的。That
you must enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate that leads to destruction.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
道理要根据圣经来做。
That is to say, the truth must be in accordance with the Bible.
我们不可以把那个门开得很大, 说, 哦, 都一样, 都, 什么都可以。
And narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way, so we cannot open the gate too wide and
得救的,
too easy.
得救的人也不多。
And not too many people will be saved.
但是很可惜啊, 今天的基督教界啊, 把门开了很大。
But however, it is very sad that mainstream Christianity, a lot of the churches open wide that gate.
我们告诉人啊, 信就好了。
They tell the people, all you need to do is believe.
信你就得救了。
And once you believe, you will be saved.
主耶稣会爱你, 会接纳你一切,
and the Lord Jesus will love you and will accept everything.
你不需要改变, 耶稣会改变来迁就你,
you do not need to change because God will change for you.
但他们没有讲这句,是我帮他讲的,但本来就是,你不需要改,
of course, this is something that I mentioned on behalf of them because they did not tell you to change, so which means and implies that God will change for you.
前天晚上看到一个电视节目,
and the other night, I was watching a program on TV.
最近都很少看电视，但是不晓得为什么一看就看到那一个。
And normally, I do not have much time for TV, but that day, I happened to turn on to the program.
啊，有一对人要结婚了。There
was this couple going to get married.
很感动，在哭啊。And
they were so moved and so touched that they were crying.
有一个女牧师啊，要帮他们证婚。
And then there was a lady pastor going wanting to officiate the wedding for them.
那么首先叫那个。
And then so you see how the camera was on the bride with the long hair.
她说我很感动,
and the bride was so emotional. She says that I'm going to marry you today.
她说我也快睡着了,
and so I was almost falling asleep because 好了, what's new?
镜头一转, 另外一个人也是女的,
and then you see that the camera turned on to another person, is also a lady.
她短头发了,
and then her hair is shorter and she's wearing a tuxedo. It's like just like what I'm wearing a suit today.
听很多啊，加拿大同性可以结婚啊，合法的，在第一次在电视里面看到这样。
And of course, we always hear about how it's such a commonplace and is legal in Canada and in BC for homosexuals to get married. But that's the first time I see a homosexual marriage on TV.
我就有兴趣了，那么到底那个牧师要怎么讲啊？
So I was very curious with this wedding, and so I'm wondering what the lady pastor is going to say.
他就问啊，有没有愿意，都愿意了。
Then of course the pastor will ask, are you willing? Yes, I do. And back and forth.
现在我宣布啊，你们是妻子与妻子。 You are declare you are wife and wife.
So therefore, the pastor finally pronounced that I announce you today, wife and wife.
我想说啊，哎呀, wife and wife 的。
So then I was quite puzzled. Is there such a thing as wife and wife?
这个是神职人员的，穿着这个圣洁的、很漂亮的白袍的。
And you see, how the pastor, she was wearing a white garment and is very, very proper and solemn.
用耶稣的名来给他们证婚,
and was using the name of Jesus to officiate the wedding for the couple.
为什么会这样呢?
Why is that so?
因为现在的呢,不想告诉别人你是错的。
Because nowadays, people, it is not politically correct to tell people that you are wrong.
不能告诉人家说你这样是犯罪,是不好的,要悔改。
And it is politically incorrect to tell people that what you're doing right now is sinful and that you must repent and change.
所以现在呢,教会都把得救的门开得很大。
Therefore, nowadays, the churches open wide their gates.
但是圣经说啊,得救的门是很小的。
But the Bible tells us that narrow is the gate that you must enter.
要去跟着主的话去做。
And that you must do according to the command of Lord Jesus.
那么神的殿也代表什么呢?
So what does it refer to when we talk about the temple of God? So when God talks about the temple of God that he wants to measure, it means our heart.
请看哥林多前书第三章第十六节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
3章16节,
verse 16.
哥林多前书3章16节,
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
这里圣经告诉我们很清楚。
The Bible tells us very clearly here.
什么是神的殿呢?
What is the temple of God?
我们可能觉得说,哇,这个教堂很漂亮,这是神的殿。
So we may think that this chapel is glorious and beautiful. It is the temple of God.
圣经没有这样讲。
But that's not what the Bible means.
这个是我们聚会的地方而已。
This is merely the place of worship.
主耶稣不住在这里的,
but Lord Jesus does not live here.
为什么?
Why?
如果主耶稣住这里就很麻烦呢?
If Lord Jesus were to live here, it would be pretty inconvenient.
你要拜耶稣,一定要来这里,
because if you were to worship Jesus, you must come here. You cannot pray at home.
主耶稣不住在这里,
so Lord Jesus does not live here.
主耶稣住在哪里?
Where does Lord Jesus dwell?
圣经告诉我们,主耶稣住在我们的里头,这是我们的心里。
So over here, it says the Spirit of God dwells in you, referring to your heart.
所以第17节就讲了,
then verse 17 tells us,
如果有人毁坏了神的殿,
if anyone defiles the temple of God,
神呢就要毁坏那个人了,
God will destroy him.
神不喜欢人家毁坏他所住的殿,
God does not like anyone to defile the temple that he is living in.
今天呢,在什么东西在我们心里呢?
So what is in our heart today?
从我们起床那一刻到我们睡觉那一刻,
from the moment that we wake up to the moment that we fall asleep.
有很多东西会进到我们的脑海里面。
There are so many things, so many thoughts that will enter into our mind.
有好的，有不好的。
Good or bad.
如果不好的，我们要赶快把它拿走。
If it's bad, we must quickly purge it out.
因为里面是神所住了。
Because this place, this heart, is where God dwells.
我们打扫啊，都是把脏的东西拿走的。
And of course, when you clean away all the dust and all the filthy things.
每个礼拜都要打扫。
Every week, you must clean your house.
那我们同样，我们每个礼拜都要打扫内心呢。
So the same, every week, we must also come and clean our heart.
这个礼拜我的心中有什么不好的东西？
So this week, what are all the dirty and filthy things in my heart?
有没有容易生气？
Am I easily angered?
把它拿走。
Take it away.
有没有脏？有没有想脏的东西？
Are you thinking about anything that's dirty?
把它拿走。
Take it away.
有没有纷争结党？
Are there any jealousy and dissension?
因为当时的哥林多教会就有纷争结党。
Because in the Corinthian church in those days there were jealousy and dissension.
纷争结党多了就毁坏了神殿了。
And once there's jealousy, there's dissension, then the temple of God is destroyed.
有人说我是属于保罗的，有人说我是阿波罗的。
Some say I belong to Apollo, some say I belong to Paul.
有纷争结党就把它拿走。
So if there's any dissension, you must take it away.
有骄傲，把它拿走。
If there's any arrogance, you must remove it.
里面呢干干净净。
So that your heart can be totally cleansed.
你看住在一个很干净的家里，你都很舒服。
So if you were to live in a very clean house, you will feel very good.
不用很漂亮，干净的家就很舒服。
It does not need to be a beautiful house as long as it is a clean house.
如果那个豪宅很大，但是里面是很脏的，你也会住得不高兴。
And if the house can be as huge as a mansion, but if it's filthy inside, you won't want to live in it.
同样，你快不快乐呢？
And so will you be happy then?
你平不平安呢？
And then will you be peaceful?
如果你的心是干净的，你一定是平安。
If your heart is clean, you will definitely be at peace.
尤其是我们当圣子，主耶稣的门徒啊。
And especially for all of us who are disciples of God.
主的灵住在里面，所以我们要保持里面的干净。
The Spirit of God dwells in your heart, so you must keep your heart clean.
将来神的殿代表什么呢？
And then next, what does the temple of God refer to?
神的殿代表我们的身体。
The temple of God refers to our body.
哥林多前书第六章。
First Corinthians chapter 6.
第十八节。
Chapter 6, verse 18.
哥林多前书六章十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body.
第十九节。
And verse 19. Verse 19, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?
第十八节告诉我们，你们要逃避淫行。
Verse 18 says that you must flee sexual immorality.
什么叫淫行呢？
What does it mean by sexual immorality?
这是跟性有关的罪行。
It means that sin that is connected to sexual acts.
这里告诉我们呢，罪呢，可以分成两种。
Here it says that sins can be divided into two.
一种呢，就是说你在身子之外所做的。
One kind of sin is those that are done outside of your body.
比如说有人去杀人。
For example, if you murder,
拿一把刀。
You take a knife
去砍人。
And then you went to and then you use the knife to hit others.
他犯这个罪呢，是得罪别人的身体。
So a murderer who murdered others, he actually is sinning against the other person's body.
这是保罗说。如果犯淫乱罪呢，就是得罪自己的身体啊。
But Paul here says that if you were to commit sexual immorality, you are actually murdering your own body.
对自己身体很不好。
And it is you're harming your own body.
不单只是在肉体上来说。
And it is not just on your body.
当然在肉体上，如果淫乱呢，可能会得了很多的病啊。
Of course, if you physically speaking, if you were to be promiscuous, you'll definitely commit, you will definitely get a lot of sexual diseases.
在属灵上来说呢，更有一个严重的后果。
But worse still, spiritually speaking, there is a worse consequence.
因为圣灵已经住在这个身体里面了。
Because the Holy Spirit is already dwelling in your body.
这个身体就好像一个家，是圣灵住在里面的。
And so this body is like a house that the Holy Spirit lives in.
如果淫乱了，就把这个身体弄得很脏。
So if you are promiscuous, then you are making this body very dirty.
那圣灵在里面呢，是很痛苦的。
Then the Holy Spirit will be groaning inside.
可能就不要住在里面了。
And that it find it too dirty for the Spirit to live in you anymore.
所以这要提醒我们每一个人。
So this serves as a warning for us.
要在这个身体上荣耀神。
That you must glorify God with your body.
有时候我们去买菜啊，在 等排队付钱的时候
，Sometimes when we are buying some groceries and we are waiting in line，
有时候等个十五分钟很无聊
，And we may be waiting for 15 minutes and it was so boring。
大家会做什么
？Then what will you do？
大家可能会要发呆了，或者等。
And perhaps you will just be daydreaming because you're just waiting。
哎，我发觉他们都很聪明哦，在等的时候，他都放那些杂志哦，那些八卦杂志在上面。
And then you see how these business people they are very smart. While you're waiting in line, they'll put all these gossip magazines in for you.
那些杂志的封面呢都有个特色啊。
And then you see how all these magazines there is a very special thing about them.
他们都会把那些好莱坞的美女、美男子啊、游泳啦、穿得很少的照片都放上去。
You see that a lot of all these gossip magazines they will showcast or broadcast all the Hollywood stars, you know, very similarly clothed on the cover.
女士们看到了就很羡慕了，哇！如果肚子像她那么小就好了。
And all the ladies will look at all these Hollywood stars in their bikinis and, oh, if I had such an abs, how good would I look?
男生看到说，哇！如果我的肌肉跟她长得一样多好。
And the guys will look at the cover and I just wish I have a six-pack body like this guy.
别人都有六块，我只有一块。
The stars have six pack. I only have one pack.
哇，觉得很羡慕啊，也没有羡慕过，有了。
And of course, the guys will be admiring all these bronze bodies.
但是那些 body 那些身体漂亮吗
？But do you actually think that these bodies on the cover of the magazines are beautiful?
在人看来是很漂亮。
Of course, from human perspective, they look good.
但在神看来是很脏的身体。
But in fact, in the eyes of God, they are.Filthy bodies.
因为他那些明星，每一个私生活都很糜烂的。
Because you know that all these movie stars, their lives are full of sexual immoralities.
在神看来，一点都不漂亮。
In the eyes of God, none of these bodies are beautiful.
如果你肚子很大
，If today if you have a huge belly,
没有肌肉
，and you have no muscles,
没有关系。
That is fine.
如果你有保守自己圣洁的话
，As long as you keep your body clean,
你就用你的身体荣耀了神了。
You have used your body to glorify God.
我的身体老了。
And may perhaps your body is aging.
我跟我以前不一样了。
And I'm not as young as before.
他主耶稣说这个是漂亮的，是荣耀我的身体。
But Lord Jesus says that this body is glorifying for me. It is beautiful.
因为人啊，生活在一个社会里面。
Because as we live in this world,
一个人啊，富贵了就容易淫乱了。
And when you get rich, it's very easy for you to become promiscuous.
所以在中国，在中文里面有这成语叫富贵啊，就不能淫。
So therefore, there's a saying in Chinese that when you become rich, you should not become promiscuous.
富贵的时候最小心就不要犯淫乱。
Because once a person becomes rich, it's very easy for them to become very sexually active.
有人说这个金融风暴很不好啊。
And some people say that, truly enough, this global financial crisis is a very bad one.
金融风暴也是有些好处哦。
But however, there are also good opportunities during this crisis.
什么好处？
What are the advantages?
我今天看报纸。
Today I was reading the paper.
他说美国那些高薪的那些 stockbroker 啊，那些股票经纪啦，或者是赚大钱的高层人员呢。
And it's saying that all the executive officials and those who are high level stock brokers in the US,
富豪了啊,
or perhaps all these millionaires or billionaires,
金融风暴亏了很多钱啊,
and because of the global financial crisis, they have lost a lot of money.
所以他们要 cut back 啊, 要炒人啊,
so now they have to cut back and they have to lay off people.
炒也把情妇也炒掉了。
So when they cut back, they also cut off their mistresses.
没有钱了，回去。
Because now I have no more money, so all these ladies that they kept were all sent home.
回家还是比较好。
So it's actually better for these mistresses to go home.
那个男人自己回家，回自己的家比较好。
And it's actually better for this man to go back to his own home.
真的，一个人哦，富贵了就容易腐败。
Because it is very true that once you become rich,It is very easy for you to defile yourself.
所以当时哥林多教会啊，也是个很富裕的社会。
So in the Corinthian church in those days, they were living a very abundant life.
那些信徒呢，在信主耶稣之前呢，都是活着这个生活的。
And however, all these members before they become Christians, they were all living a very rich life.
保罗说：“你们现在要改变了。”
But Paul tell them now you must change.
不要再过这种生活了。
You cannot live such a promiscuous life anymore.
对你没有好处。
It is not good for you.
你要保守自己的身体。
You must keep yourself pure.
跟我们年轻人是一样。
So that also apply to us young people.
年轻人还没有结婚的。
For us young people who are not married yet,
结婚之前, 保守自己圣洁,
when you're still single, keep yourself pure.
不能够发生关系,
you cannot be sexually active with anyone.
留给将来的太太, 留给将来的丈夫,
and to keep yourself pure for your future husband or
已经结婚了,
wife. And for those who are married,
对自己的配偶要忠心,
you must be faithful to your spouse.
就像我们早上我们讲过了,
just like what we mentioned during the sermon this morning, the dove is very faithful to its spouse.
啊, 何况是我们神的儿女呢?
So if a bird can do that, how about us, the children of God?
什么荣耀神?
So we can glorify God.
第二点, 我们看回来, 启示录第11章,
and the second point, let's all turn back to Revelation 11.
神要约翰量什么呢?
So what does John want? What does God wants John to measure?
第一节这里说, 神要他去量量那个祭坛,
so here God wants John to measure the altar.
祭坛是什么呢?
What is the altar?
这个祭坛啊, 因为是在这个殿里面的, 在圣所里面的, 所以不是外面那个祭坛, 是香坛。
And this altar is the altar that's in the temple. It refers to the altar of incense.
因为第二节说, 外面的院子就不用量了。
Because it's not the altar that's outside the court. It says in verse 2, you do not need to measure the one outside the court.
那个用来杀羊杀牛那个祭坛呢, 是放在院子外面的。
And that altar that is used for slaughtering the animals for the burning offerings are kept outside.
那在圣所里面呢只有一种坛, 这个就是香坛。
And the altar that is inside the temple of God, there is only one altar. It refers to the altar of incense.
所以神呢, 要约翰量量这个香坛。
Therefore, God wants John to measure this altar of incense.
啊, 我们看出埃及记第30章,
let's all turn to Exodus 30.
出埃及记第30章,
Exodus chapter 30.
那么尺寸呢? 香坛呢? 这尺寸也记载在出埃及记第30章第一节。
And the measurements of this altar of incense is being recorded here in Exodus chapter 30.
30章第一节。
Chapter 30, verse 1. You shall make an altar to burn incense on. You shall make it of acacia wood.
啊, 第二节,
verse 2. A cubit shall be its length, and a cubit its width. It shall be a square, and two cubits shall be its height.
啊, 这个香坛的尺寸都在这边。
So over here, it talks about the measurement of the altar.
啊, 香坛用来做什么的呢?
What do they use the altar of incense for?
都是用来烧香, 用来拜神的。
Of course, it is used to burn incense to worship God.
啊, 不是用来杀牛啊, 杀羊在那边献祭的。
It is not for the it's not for the burning of animals.
那么烧香代表什么?
So what does this incense refer to?
烧香代表祷告。
The incense refers to prayers.
因为我们知道, 哎, 那个香烧起来, 啊, 好香啊。
Because as we know, when you burn incense, the fragrance will be floating in the air.
以前的祭司啊,
and in the old days, the priest will be burning incense before God every day.
那么跟神呢,
and that they have a meeting time with God.
我们看第六节,
let's look at verse 6. Verse 6, and you shall put it before the veil that is before the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with you.
第七节,
verse 7, Aaron shall burn on it sweet incense every morning. When he tends the lamps, he shall burn incense on it.
啊, 祭司一天有很多事情要忙。
And the priests, they are busy with many things.
但是有一件事情不能不做的。
But there's one thing that they cannot not do.
就是每天都要在神面前烧香。
That is, they must burn incense before God every day.
那么神呢也特别叫约翰去量量这个香坛。
And so God also told John to go measure this altar of incense.
这告诉我们什么?
What does this tell us?
神要量量我们圣工人员,
and that is to tell us God wants to measure the ministers, the workers of God.
每一个做圣工的人,
everyone who does the holy work of God.
神要量量我们的香坛,
God wants to measure our altar of incense.
有时候我们做圣工的人呢, 会注意力会偏差。
Many a times, the workers of God, the ministers, sometimes they will lose their focus.
我们会注意力在这个祭坛上面。
Our focus sometimes will be directed on the burning altar.
今天我献了几只羊?
And today, I will offer how many lambs?
今天来了几只牛?
And today, how many oxen came?
哇, 很多工作啊。
And then I will have so much work to burn them.
这个有人看到了。
And these are things that people can see.
多机物来的食物就多了。
And if there are more animals that come for slaughtering, the more offering it will be on the altar of the animals.
但神提醒他的工人啊。
But God here reminds the workers.
不要只看祭坛。
Do not just focus on the altar.
还要看你的香坛。
You must also focus on your incense.
你做那么多圣工。
If you have done so much holy work,
做到最后，你跟神的关系怎么样？
And you have done so much holy work to the end, what is your relationship with God?
如果越做圣工啊，心里越不平静。
If the more holy work you do, the more anxious you become in your heart.
越做圣工，越没有时间灵修。
And if the more holy work that you do, the less time you focus on your spiritual cultivation,
跟神越来越疏远。
And that you're so far away from God, you don't even know.
你的香坛可能已经不晓得放哪里去了。
Perhaps you have already lost your altar of incense. You don't even know where it has gone.
你看这个第二节啊。
Let's look at verse 2.
这个香坛的尺寸呢是四方形的。
And over here, the dimension of this altar is a square.
长一肘，宽一肘，但是高了是两肘。
And if you look at the length, it's one cubit. The width is one cubit. But the height is two cubit.
它在圣所里面所有的器皿里面是最高的。
So in all the utensils in the all the holy utensils in the temple, this altar is the highest.
代表做圣工啊，祷告最重要。
It means that in terms of doing holy work, prayers is the most important.
有时候我们计划啊，开会也可以讲几个小时。
Sometimes we can talk and talk, and you can have many hours in your meeting.
祷告两分钟。
But you only pray 2 minutes.
这样做圣工，神怎么会带领呢？
If you were to do your holy work in this way, don't expect God to guide you.
你靠自己的哦，很多的想法。
Because you're relying so much on your own ideas.
但是不肯好好跪下来祷告。
But you refuse to spend more time on your knees to pray.
有时候啊，在其他地方我碰到一些圣工人员。
Sometimes when I go to other places and I see other minister.
这是church board 啊。
Other church boards.
他们会告诉我。
And then they will also tell me.
哇，这两年好慢啊。
Oh, you know, the church progress in the last 2 years is too slow.
真的很想赶快来，我赶快做完，赶快辞职了。
I hope that I can finish my church board duties and that I can resign from the board.
为什么呢？
Why?
他们做了两年了，那个电池都放光了。
Because they have been church board for 2 years, they have used up all their energy, their battery is running short.
不想再做了。
They do not want to be a board member anymore.
为什么？
Why?
因为都没有时间祷告。
Because they don't have time to pray.
聚会的时候忙别的事情。
And when they are coming to church, they are busy with other things.
没有好好的来跟神建立关系。
They do not have the time to build relationship with God.
别人在吃饭，我没有，他自己没有办法再吃属灵的粮食。
And people are having their meals, but you do not have your own.
不断的支出，不断的支出。
And that you keep discharging yourself, all your energies are going out.
到最后啊，当然就没有力量了。
Then of course, towards the end, you will run low on energy and you have nothing left.
我们量量每个人的祭坛，每个香坛啊。
Therefore, let us take the reed and measure ourselves, measure each and every one of us, our own altar of incense.
第三种要量的。
And the third thing that we must measure.
我们看回来启示录第十一章。
Let's turn back to Revelation 11.
第一节，最后一句话。
Verse 1, the last part of verse 1.
这里说要把在殿中礼拜的人都量一量。
Here it says that this measuring rod must measure all those who worship there.
谁是在殿中做礼拜的？
Who are these people who worship there?
当然就是我们今天坐在这边的人。
And it refers to all of us sitting here, you and me.
神说要把每一个坐在会堂、坐在殿里面做礼拜的人好好量一量。
And God over here says that you must measure each and every member sitting in the pews.
神不是说看看有谁有来就够了。
God is not saying that whether you come for church and that is enough or not.
来了是第一点，很重要，先来才有得量嘛，不来了根本就不在里面了。
Of course, it's very important that you come to the church. Then you are in the first priority to be measured.
但是都来了。
But if everyone shows up for church,
人来了。
Everyone is here.
但是神不是看你有没有坐在这边而已。
But God is not just looking at you, whether you're just sitting there.
神看的是什么呢？
What is God measuring?
我们看约翰福音第四章二十四节。
Let's all turn to John.
四章二十四节。
John 4, verse 24.
四章第二十四节。
John 4, verse 24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
神说拜神的要用心灵还有诚实来拜神的。
So God here says that he is spirit, and you who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
我们人是来的。
So even though we are all sitting here,
但是我们的心呢，是不是完完全全在神面前诚实啊？
But is our heart truly honest before God?
我们听了道理。
And then we hear the sermon.
我们心里面怎么想？
And what do we think in our heart?
是不是想说，啊，那么我要把它做出来？
And do we think that now that we have heard the sermon, we must put it into action?
还是我们想说，啊，这个今天讲得不错啊。
Or maybe we just come and look at the speech as very good.
这个今天讲得不够辣，要打辣辣一点。
Sometimes we will give comments to the pulpit that it is not spicy enough.
其实我们听道理啊，不是要听这边道理啊，到底讲得好还是不好啊。
So in fact, you are going wrong in terms of your comparison. You're not here to judge whether this sermon is being spoken good or not.
有个弟兄啊，练习讲道。
And there's a certain brother who is practicing giving the sermon.
他准备了很多。
And then he prepared a lot of his work.
讲完了。
And after he finished his sermon,
问他妈妈,
then he asked his mother,
哎呀, 妈妈, 我今天讲得好不好?
Then he asked his mother, is my sermon being delivered well?
妈妈跟他讲,
and then the mother told him,
讲得好不好不重要,
that it is not important whether you speak well or not.
有没有荣耀神才是对的?
It is more important whether your message is glorifying God.
对啊, 讲得好不好没有关系啊。
So isn't that so true? It is not a matter whether you can speak well or not.
今天我们来听道理也不是要看看这个道理好不好。
And today, when we come here to listen to the sermon, we are not listening to a good speech.
好不好跟我们其实没有什么差别啊。
Because it really doesn't matter to you whether the speech is good or bad.
内容都是一样的。
Because the content is all the same.
对不对？
Isn't that so?
听了那么久了，内容都差不多那些。
Because you have heard sermons for many years, the contents are all the same.
信心、爱心、忍耐、盼望、祷告、
faith, hope, love, prayers, come to church,
奉献、
offering,
都是那些吗？
What else is there?
但是最重要的是什么？
But therefore, what is the most important point?
我今天来做礼拜。
That today I come here to worship God.
我有没有跟神诚诚实实？
Am I being honest before God?
我做了不好的事，有没有跟神说对不起？神啊，来帮助我。
And then if I have done anything wrong, do I come and say sorry to God? God, please help me.
神啊，如果你有透过道理来骂我，主啊，我接受。
So God, if you were to rebuke me through the sermon that I hear, then I thank you for your correction.
那我回去要改。
Then I must go home and correct myself.
这样才是诚诚实实来做礼拜。
Then you actually come to the service with an honest heart.
所以神要用这个杖，这个苇子来量啊，哎，看看做礼拜的人是怎么样。
So therefore, remember, God is using this reed to measure you, every single one of you, to see how you measure up.
假设有一个人，
if there is a person,
礼拜三也来，礼拜五也来，礼拜六整天也来。
You come on Wednesday night, you come on Friday night, you come on Saturday and Sunday the whole week.
这很好。
Of course, that is admirable.
但是如果来了十年,
but if you have come for 10 years,
他的信仰啊，跟圣经比起来啊，都完全没有进步。
And that your faith has never progressed compared to what the Bible is teaching you,
那么神一量说，哎，你还是那么矮啊。
Then God will measure you. After 10 years, you're still so short.
你道理听到哪里去了？
And where have all the sermons gone to?
我们家里有小朋友都知道。
And as we know, we have children at home, we all know.
小朋友很喜欢量身高。
The little kids, they love to measure their body height, isn't it?
家里有小朋友的都会放一个尺哦，可以贴在墙壁上。
Because if you have kids at home, you will have this measurement, this ruler on the wall to measure the height of your child.
2007年1月5号长到这里哦。
And 2007, on this month of January, the height is over here.
08年7月，哎，有那么高了。
And then the same month, the next year later, 2008, wow!The child has grown so tall.
09年3月28号，哦，又高了5寸。
And then today, on 2009, March 28th, another 5 inches has grown tall.
好像当父母的都很开心哦。
Of course, for you as a parent, aren't you so proud?
饭啊，吃进去啊，有用啊。
That of course, I have feed my child very well, and all the rice money has gone to the height.
啊，尤其现在米那么贵啊。
Especially now that the money for the rice is so expensive.
如果有个小朋友。
If today, if your child
越量越矮
the more you measure your child, the shorter it becomes.
上个月不见了两寸
and then last month,
半年之后又不见了一尺
inches is gone, and then 1 foot is disappeared.
哇，糟糕了
And if your child is shrinking in height, aren't you anxious?
得了什么大病
The child must have some bad disease going on.
所以我们信徒，我们要量一量，我们到底 自己的信仰是怎么样的。
So therefore this applies to us today. What is the height of our spirituality? Let us measure our own growth.
在主耶稣那边已经量好了，他还没有跟我们讲而已。
Because Lord Jesus has already had your measurements done. He's just not telling you.
我们自己先量一量吧。
So therefore let us first measure ourselves.
哥林多后书十三章第五节。
Let's all turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书十三章第五节。
2 Corinthians.
第五节
Chapter 13, verse 5. Chapter 13, verse 5. Love does not behave rudely.
哥林多后书十三章第五节
Excuse me, 2 Corinthians.
你们总要自己省察，有信心没有，也要自己试验。岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？圣经告诉我们要省察一下我们自己啊。
So therefore, over here, the Bible tells us that you must examine yourselves.
如果耶稣把这根金做的苇子来放在我们面前
，So if today God were to use this gold reed before you,
量量我们的教会
，to measure our church,
神会说什么
？What would God say?
有没有遵照他的话
？Are you walking according to His word?
量量我们的香坛
，and God is measuring the altar.
我们的灵修
，our spirituality,
有没有忽略呢？
And are you in neglect of yourself?
量量我们在里面做礼拜的人。
And measuring everyone sitting here worshiping God.
有没有真真实实的来做礼拜？
Are you truly worshiping God in spirit and truth?
有的话，神会很开心的。
If you are indeed honest to yourself, God will be very pleased with you.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
305首。